We're speaking today with Dr. Gregory Spears, composer and also teacher professor at the State of New York University up at Purchase. Gregory, who is from Virginia Beach and is part of the Virginia Chorale's upcoming concert, which is going to feature music of Virginia composers or composers with that Virginia connection. It's called Commonwealth Connections. Chuck Woodward, of course, will be the conductor. And Gregory, you have written a special work commissioned for this concert, for this 40th anniversary of the Virginia Chorale. It's called The Neighboring Village. First of all, you're from Virginia Beach.
That's right. Great Neck area. Went to Cox High School.
Okay.
It's going to be wonderful to be able to go home, so to speak, for a premiere.
Great to have you back. Of course, you went on. You were a Fulbright scholar, went to Eastman, Yale, got the doctorate from Princeton, and, of course, now teaching up in New York. And you're composing a very impressive resume. I noticed things with the Houston Grand Opera. You've written a number of operas. Cincinnati Opera, I think you've had a recent one with them. You've commissioned by the New York Philharmonic, Lyric Opera Chicago, the Jack Quartet, and on and on. So I guess you have a very full plate being a professor and also a composer as well.
Well, you know, I might actually kind of flip those in order for how I spend my time. I spend most of my time in New York composing, and then I am very privileged to be teaching as a lecturer at SUNY Purchase, which is great. They have a conservatory up there, but it's in Westchester County, so I take the train up on the Metro North once a week to teach up there and keep in touch with what's going on with the younger composers,
yeah,
which
right.
is great. But most of my time is spent composing these days, and I do a lot of opera, which is something, you know, like almost everything else musically, something I discovered in Norfolk with the Virginia Opera. I was just thinking about, I have a friend in town who I grew up with, and we were trying to figure out all the operas we heard together at the Virginia Opera back in the 90s, in the late 90s.
That was Peter Mark's days, and Thea Musgrave is on the program for the Chorale. Mason Bates is on the program. Judith Shatton, she's a professor emeritus over at UVA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Undine Smith Moore, the Dean of Black Composers, grew up in Jarrett, Virginia, up there near Emporia. And Randall Thompson, who was at one time head of the music department at UVA, they're going to do the Ode to the Virginia Voyage, which is rarely heard. So then it's going to be a really cool concert. But we want to find out about The Neighboring Village. You're a Franz Kafka reader, and apparently that is the inspiration for your new composition.
That's right. So much of the text that I set is libretto text, so more like a play, something for an opera.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is in first person narrative, and it's kind of a naturalistic, realistic setting and conversations. And so I wanted to do something for chorus. I always want to do something that has a different kind of structural idea in it. And Kafka, you know, I love his writing so much because so much of his writing is like a puzzle. Like a kind of, or a riddle, maybe.
Kind of Escher-like set to
music.
Yeah,
totally. And so there's a kind of, especially his short stories, which are parable is the word that's often used. So The Neighboring Village is a short story by Kafka. It's a very short story. It's one sentence long. And
that's pretty short.
That's pretty short, yeah. It's a long sentence, so there's that. But it basically is a sort of reflection on life and what is life and what is the journey of life. And how it can feel infinitely long and complicated and rich, and at the same time can seem incredibly short and gone in a moment. So I think that for me, this seemed to be kind of an interesting text to set, thinking about a piece that would premiere in my hometown and thinking back to the 90s. It seems like a long time ago when I think of it one way, and another way, it seems like it was yesterday. And that sentiment could either be a very beautiful sentiment, or it could be actually a little bit distressing as well, how quickly time goes. And so the Kafka short story, it's one sentence, but it feels like there's a whole world within it. And it tells the story of life as a sort of metaphor for traveling to the next village and how it doesn't seem like there's a time enough to accomplish what we want to accomplish in life. And that even just getting to the neighboring village is a feat in and of itself. So, and, you know, some people think of Kafka as sort of existential and you know, philosophically kind of harrowing in some ways, but I actually find it really moving and kind of funny as well. So it's a writer I've always wanted to be able to set his text, and this gave me the perfect opportunity.
Perfect for the chorale, and of course their journey over four decades. Hard to believe that as well, remembering back to Don McCullough when it was the McCullough Chorale and evolved into the Virginia Chorale, and Bob Shalp had it there for a while, and now Chuck Woodward. Have you worked with Chuck before or run into him?
We had some time to connect when I had a piece at the Virginia Opera last season, Fellow Travelers. And so I was in town for, I guess it was 10 days, mm-hmm. you know, some rehearsals. And so we had a chance to go out and connect and have a meal together and talk about what we loved in choral music. So, and, you know, throw around some ideas. And so I got to, I feel like this piece has emerged as a collaboration with him. So yeah, but I remember the McCullough Chorale. That was the first chorus that I heard, and it was a concert of Adolphus Hale Stork music.
And you studied with Adolph, did you not?
That's right. I took private lessons with him when I was mm-hmm. in high school, and he helped me put together my portfolio to go to Eastman and really changed my life. I was a wonderful first teacher, really, with so much openness toward what classical music could be.
Yeah.
And so I went to the concert of the McCullough Chorale, and it was, you know, it was, I think that all his music, I believe, it must have been the mid-90s, and they released a CD of that, basically the concert on
right.
CD. Yeah, and that was really where I fell in love with choral music. And so it feels really special to have a commission by essentially the same group, and so it really feels like a homecoming and a different sort of way to write for that group of musicians. I wonder, actually, if there's some of the same singers from then.
There might very well be. And of course, the work itself, you know, talking about the telescoping of time, how long a composition is this?
It's about 13 minutes long, mm-hmm. and it actually sets the text, because the text is short, it's one sentence, a long sentence, but still one sentence. And it sets the story, basically the first time, it's kind of like as quickly as you might read the story, you know, not speed reading it, but sort of a natural, yeah. or speak it, say if you were telling someone the story. It goes at about that speed, and that takes about 1 minute. And then the next setting of the same text is twice as long. So it's about 2 minutes long. So there's some longer held notes. Some of the, you know, some of the text gets repeated.
Yeah.
And then the third setting is twice as long as that. And then the fourth setting is, in theory, twice as long as that. So it would be 8 minutes at this point. But it gets actually truncated in the middle. It sort of fades away into the distance in the middle of that.
It's great to have you back in town. The concert, as we mentioned again, called Commonwealth Connections, is going to take place Saturday the 20th, 7:30 at Galilee Episcopal Church out in your stomping ground, Virginia Beach, over on Pacific Avenue. And then a Sunday concert at 4 o'clock at Royster Memorial Presbyterian, Newport Avenue in Norfolk, with Charles Woodward and the Virginia Chorale. And Gregory, again, you are coming for the concert, I hope.
That's right, yes. Both of them now.
Good. Well, we'll have a chance to have everybody meet the composer. Some of the composers on the program are not going to be there, obviously, but you will. And we are really looking forward to having you for the Neighboring Village. Want you to come back anytime you like. And we appreciate you taking a little bit of your busy time, because you are a busy composer. But good to speak to somebody who's come from Virginia Beach, gone on to such a terrific career. And Dr. Gregory Spears, welcome back to town anytime. And again, thank you for taking a little time today to tell us about your work. And we'll hear it coming up this weekend, 40th anniversary of the Virginia Chorale. You take care.
Thank you.